Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Russ Baker, you are the pro, so I'm going to throw a whole bunch of things at you and, you know, take a minute or so on each of them. Mary Landrieu's chances of keeping her seat in Louisiana.
Well, I would say that they're very, very slim. Louisiana is just not a state that's very friendly to Democrats. She won the November election by a couple of points, but Democrats do really badly in runoffs. And the reason for that has actually something to do with the characteristics of American voters, that your most reliable voters, the ones that pollsters refer to as likely voters, are heavily Republican. And it's an advantage that the Republicans have been able to use in runoff elections so that the people who might support Mary Landrieu, people from the Democratic base who tend to be minorities and women, are also the least likely voters. So she's got a real uphill climb. The Democratic Senate Campaign Committee is not giving her any money. She's advertising on the radio with what resources that she has. But I would say that that Bill Cassidy will probably be the next senator from Louisiana.
My sources in Louisiana totally agree with you. It's a tough road for her, although the Landrieu name, of course, is very famous in Louisiana.
Oh, absolutely. Her brother is currently mayor of New Orleans. Her father was mayor of New Orleans and a statewide figure. But Louisiana's changed a lot since
sure.
Landrieu. Her father was mayor of Louisiana. A number of Democratic House members. Back in the early 1980s, when I spent some time with the chairman of the Democratic caucus, Gillis Long was a Democrat from the area of Baton Rouge. At that time, there were House members like John Breaux, who later on went to the Senate, and just lots of people who were enormously influential politically, and now that number has been reduced to probably one or two. I think perhaps only one House member, Democratic House member.
Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi for a moment. She doesn't particularly distinguish herself. They lose more seats. They're in bad shape. She gets overwhelmingly, by acclamation, one woman said she didn't vote for her, but that she was drowned out. But she wins overwhelmingly. What's her secret?
Well, Alan, frankly, whatever the performance of the House Democrats was in this past campaign, I can't imagine the Democratic caucus in the House of Representatives throwing out the first woman Speaker of the House of Representatives. Mm. You know, she has heavy historical symbolism on her side, and certainly to her credit, her positive credit. You know, she is a dauntless and formidable fundraiser, and that's important for all Democrats. But I suspect that Nancy Pelosi will be the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives for the foreseeable future. She's about the same age as Harry Reid. She's a lot better preserved than Harry Reid, but will she be there at the age of 80? Who knows? But I think that the idea that her colleagues would show her the door, I think is just pretty unlikely.
So I want to go to one of my favorite topics, and that is Deval Patrick. I have a thesis that one of the reasons that the Democrats did so well in the election is that a lot of people of diverse orientations came out to vote for the president in a way that they haven't traditionally come out and certainly didn't come out in these by-elections we just saw. So to me, if Hillary Clinton is smart, she begs Deval Patrick to run with her to make sure that there's somebody of color on the ticket.
An interesting idea, and I think certainly one that makes a lot of sense politically. I think that Governor Patrick is somebody who seems to have governed well in Massachusetts and, has developed a reasonably high national profile. So certainly in terms of mobilizing the people who need to be mobilized, a Clinton, a Patrick ticket makes a lot of sense.
I've been told, by the way, by the governor, who is a friend, that he will not do it. That, you know, he's not going to be, he doesn't like to take orders from anybody, he says. So, but I think it's a difference in sort of saying that. And then when the presidential candidate comes to you and begs you, and you're a heartbeat potentially away from the presidency, doing something else.
Absolutely. But let me add one more thing to, sure. To the plus side for Governor Patrick. He is an executive.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that Hillary Clinton really can't argue too strongly. For example, if she argues that she has the executive skills that she picked up as Secretary of State, the Republicans will come back with one word, Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Governor Patrick doesn't have that unfortunate burden to carry. He can argue that he's got executive skills and that clearly it adds considerable value to the Democratic ticket in 2016.
And finally, I want to ask you a question. Bernie Sanders is a regular guest on the very program you're appearing on right now, talks about running for president in order to sort of mobilize the left and the progressives in this country. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I think it's easy to say it's a fool's errand because, you know, he's from a very small state. His politics are very definitely to the left and, you know, proudly so, I think, from the point of view of Senator Sanders. He's respected within the Senate, and he's able to make deals with some pretty improbable people on the Republican side. For example, in capacity as chairman of the Veterans Committee, he really worked very well with his House counterpart. So that's certainly a good thing. And if there's disenchantment with Clinton, that disenchanted Democrats have got to rally around somebody.
Yeah.
If he's the only one out there, certainly they will rally to him, as certainly people did to Howard Dean from the same state back in 2004.
Well, as long as he runs in a primary, if he runs as an independent, that could be trouble.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think he's going to do that.
No. I mean, there you've got the American people's bias against third parties working against you.
Yeah, but as you know from a certain Florida election, you know, you never can tell how close things are going to be.
That's right.
Yeah. Ross Baker, you are a hero to so many of us in political science who know your work and who know that you are the congressional guy who studies this, and we so appreciate your being with us. Again, I can't tell you how much, and we appreciate it, and we hope that you'll be back with us relatively soon.
It's always a pleasure, Alan.